This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Had a lot of text messages on Friday asking about an update on our Venmo challenge and how much money had been donated. Now, if you don't know what the Venmo challenge is, it started on social media where people would share their Venmo name and ask their friends and family to Venmo them a couple of bucks, and then they would take that big amount of money, no matter what it was, go out to eat, and then give it all as a tip to their server. And we saw people doing a couple hundred bucks, like some TikTok stars did it for a couple of $1,000. I mean, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And just to take care of servers who have been hit so hard during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we decided to do this. I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday that we did it? I can't remember.
It seems a really long time
ago. Yeah, I know. It feels, with everything that unfolded after we did it.
It happened late, in the middle of last week.
Yeah. And so we got done doing it, and we got so many of you sent us money. And we'll give you the total here in just a minute.
Unbelievable.
It was pretty amazing.
It was spectacular, and I'm not going to lie, we were all on cloud nine. We were all on a high when it happened. And within about an hour, it all started to crumble around us. And by, I'd say, 8:30, there was crying.
Only a little.
Yeah, there was a lot of crying.
Mostly from me.
I had to take some laps.
Attorneys got involved. There was conference calls. Like while we were in commercials, we were having to have conference calls with our bosses and with legal.
And it's all our fault. I just want to be super clear.
Yeah, right? No, I'm not.
It's all our fault.
I'm not blaming anybody else. We made a mistake here. We, the company policy is we can't ask people to give us money.
Right.
And I mean, I get it
completely
now.
Understand it.
Looking back.
Yeah.
But at the time, we weren't looking at it like that because we weren't keeping the money. We're giving the money to a server.
But we would just want to be transparent. We want to make sure that you guys know that your money is going where we say it's going.
Right.
And all of this. So and we were able to work all that out with the incredible support of the people who work here.
Yeah, it was hard.
Shout
out
to Tanya.
Yeah, it was hard because they said, well, you have to give the money back if you can't find a way to do it. And that was just heartbreaking to us.
Right.
And also, there was a lot of people that gave.
Not to mention, I was looking at my Venmo going, ooh, that's going to take me a minute.
Right. So before we get to how we were able to solve this, how much money was donated with the Venmo challenge last week?
$2,853.33.
You guys are unbelievable. And that was in an hour.
Yeah.
An hour.
Yeah.
An hour.
And so what happened was after we got done with the show, we started reaching out to some people behind the scenes to see if we could find a 501c3 that could help facilitate this.
Guys, please stop paying me. I have to send you the money.
Yeah,
back.
Don't send any more money. We don't need the attorneys involved anymore. Just stop. No more.
Yeah, I'll have to send it right back. So please don't. I thank you. I love you.
Right.
We will try this
just
another
stop,
time when we
please.
Have everything in order.
Yes.
But please don't. Thank you. I love you.
So while we were waiting for all of this to happen, they kept texting us and emailing us. What do you know? What do you know? And we're like, we haven't found out anything yet. We're trying to find somebody that can help us.
We needed one person to step in as our hero.
So I am sitting in my garage at my house like Thursday afternoon. I'm talking to my buddy, JD, and my phone is blowing up between Kennedy and the corporate people and attorneys.
We're just trying to make it all happen. We're doing everything we know how to make it work.
And so I'm like, you will not believe this. Like, no good deed goes unpunished. We're trying to give away this money. And I tell him the story. And he says, so you need a 501c3? He's like, well, we have a 501c3. Now, what you don't know is JD, who is my dear friend, is also the pastor of my church. And the church is a 501c3. So he says, why don't you just give me the money? I'll give you the bank's debit card, and then you can go and give the tip done.
Right.
I was like, I don't know if we can do that or not.
Like, it all sounds too good.
That sounds so easy. Yeah.
Right. I was like, I don't know about that, JD. I mean, you're really good at God and the Bible and stuff, but finances, you should probably stay out of that.
Good at God and the Bible. Check.
Carson calls me and tells me, and I'm like, thanks, Jesus.
Yeah. Shout out.
I didn't see that verse in Corinthians, but thank you.
I know we're not the greatest of friends, but thank you.
So I called Kennedy, and I'm like, so I think we might be able to do this to church. And so I called the corporate people and the Tanyas of the world and the bosses. And
seriously, they went out of their way to do this for us.
So we had to get some information from the church, and stuff went back and forth, and it got approved over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It is now approved to happen.
Yeah.
So you just have to transfer the money to church.
I just really want to get it out of my Venmo account in the worst place.
Right. Yeah. And so Kennedy is going to do that this morning.
Yeah.
And then JD, my pastor, is going to give you the church card.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out to lunch. You're going to get a tattoo today.
Yeah. So at some point, I don't want to even give times. I don't want to give where I'm going to be. I don't want to nothing.
Right.
But at some point today.
Hey, right. We're not saying what restaurant you're going to, what area you're going
to
be
in. I'm
so
nervous. I don't know where to go or what to do. I'm literally.
And then you're going to order a meal.
Yep.
You pay for your own meal.
I'm paying for my own meal.
You have to. It's very important.
I have got it.
The attorneys have spoken.
I have cash money in my pocket, never do.
We cannot use any of the Venmo challenge money for your meal.
100%.
Okay, so you're going to pay for your meal.
I am.
And then when you pay, you'll use the card for the
yes.
tip. And
because I was wondering, how am I going to do this? Like,
right.
am I just going to leave it and walk out? What am I going to do? But I feel that
you need to see their reaction.
Now I have an opportunity yes. to talk to them, because I'm going to have to explain.
Yes.
Because this is going to be complicated.
Right.
I'm leaving you cash. That's not your tip. That's for the food.
Right.
And I want you to look at this and know that I'm not lying and this isn't a joke.
Correct.
That this is happening.
If you happen to hit record on your phone.
No, you have to. Maybe
well, I will ask permission first. But...
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, make sure you give cash and all of that. But unfortunately, we just couldn't. For the legalities
it'll be okay.
Yeah. I think it's, yes.
They're getting a $2,800 tip. They'll be all right.
What was that number again? Exactly.
$2,853.33.
And to the person that donated $3.33.
It's good luck.
I guess that's why they did that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good number.
We liked it.
It's a good number.
Okay. So we will give you an update tomorrow. Maybe some audio.
Yes.
Maybe a picture.
That's the great hope.
Kennedy is going to drop.
I am just sweating.
The
I'm
waitress
so
is going to cry. Kennedy's going to cry. It's going to be a time.
Could be a waiter.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah. It's a server. You never know.
Don't discriminate.
I just want to make sure I know nobody there.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like if I walk in and I see somebody I know, I'm going to have to turn around and walk right back out again.
Yep.
So I might just go to a town I've never gone to in my whole life. I'm just okay. walk in the door.
Venmo challenge. Yep. Kennedy with a big fat stack of money and... giving
card.
It away
yeah.
and giving it away at some point
so
today.
Exciting.
This is
it's
the
so
most
exciting.
Like a rapper you'll ever be.
I know, right?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.